Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Something to Think About podcast. This week we'll answer the question, how do you pray during difficult times? For that we go to Matthew 6 verse 13 and says, don't allow us to be tempted, instead rescue us from the evil one. The concept of the scripture, and this scripture is part of the Lord's Prayer when God was teaching his disciples how to pray, and that specific section deals with how do you pray when you're in difficulty. The wording here is temptation, so it's pray that you won't be tempted. So let us kind of look at it that in detail. So what is temptation? The Bible defines temptation as being drawn away by our own lusts or desires that is in conflict with the Word of God. So when you're in difficulty, how do you pray in such a way that you actually get help and not drawn away and make the wrong decisions that instead of fixing the problem, it actually gets worse? An example of this is Eve in the garden in Genesis 3 being tempted to disobey God in the Garden of Eden. Another example of this is Balaam in the book of Numbers, who left his house to go and curse Israel for money. Judas the disciple is another example of a person who was tempted by the religious leaders to help them kill Jesus for a bag of silver. Jesus was also tempted by Satan when he was in the wilderness and fasting to worship him. He rebuked him instead. Ananias and his wife was also tempted to donate all their money for land they sold and promised to give to the church. Well, how it works was that they promised, they made a commitment, and they changed when they said how much money that they gave. So there are five reasons why people are tempted. One, they want to do what is right, but they are weak. Matthew 26 verse 41 says, stay awake and pray that you won't be tempted. You want to do what is right, but you are weak. Second reason is that they don't obey God's commands. Deuteronomy 8 verse 2. And it says, remember that for 40 years the Lord your God led you on your journey in the desert. He did this in order to humble you and test you. He wanted to know whether or not you would wholeheartedly obey his commands. The third reason is lack of humility. And number four is not being contented with what you have. Keep vanity and lies far from me. Don't give me either poverty or riches. Feed me only the food I need. The last one is that your faith is failing. Luke 22 verse 31, and it says, then the Lord said, Simon, Simon, listen, Satan has demanded to have you apostles for himself. He wants to separate you from me as a farmer separates wheat from husks. The overall goal of temptation is to test your loyalty to God and Satan's attempt to separate you from Jesus. Jesus makes it clear to Simon and the other disciples that they should pray that they won't be tempted by the devil. As a leader, as a believer, and as a person, it's important to pray and seek God about your issues. Not dealing with it can open the door to all types of sin in your life, because as Paul says, whenever I want to do good, evil presents itself. An example of this is like an accountant who is in financial difficulty. Though they are good at their job and are paid a good salary and all of that, they are tempted to steal funds from their workplace to cover their basic needs. The fact that the thought comes up is a temptation by the devil to get you to move away from what the Bible says. Another example is a police officer who is abusing his power and authority to harass motorists. They stop random people on the road and some persons in order to get a ticket. They are willing to bribe the officer. Another example is like a husband who has an argument with his wife, talks about the issues with a female friend, and the person seduces them to have sex with them. This now makes the problem even worse because it tests the loyalty of the man to his wife. Now the man has a choice to make, take the offer or go back to his wife. Another example of this is how Peter confessed his willingness to defend Jesus, but when put to the test, he denied Jesus three times. Before being in the situation, he had all the conviction to even kill a man for Jesus. But when questioned about him in the courtyard, he lied. So when you're in difficulty, your ability to pray is very important. And also, your ability to pray that you won't be tempted to do the wrong thing and for God to show you the clear path is very, 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 very important for you to stay focused. So what do you need to know about temptation? And there are four things. The temptation you face is not unique. God won't allow you to be tempted beyond your ability to resist. He also will give you the ability to endure it as a way of escape when you are tempted, and God is faithful to his promises. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 says, "There isn't any temptation that you have experienced which is unusual for humans. God, who faithfully keeps his promises, will not allow you to be tempted beyond your power to resist. But when you are tempted, he will give you the ability to endure the temptation as your way of escape." So what is it that you need to think about, and how do you move on from this? And how is it that you will be able to submit yourself to God and pray effectively? One, when you're faced with difficulty, pray and ask yourself and ask God to help you to do the right thing. Submit yourself to God. Obey his commandments that he spoke about the situation in the Bible. Your faith will be strengthened. Ask him to strengthen your faith during this time. And also, finally, be contented with what you have so you'll be able to deal with the problem. Don't look for anything else other than for anything that you need other than from him. So these are the things to think about as you go through your week this week. Remember, when in difficulty, ensure that you pray about it. Prayer is important. Until next time, guys, one love and God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.